Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
EHB Services, LLC, for all of your financial needs. We are a licensed brokerage with years of experience in the financial industry. Let's discuss your financial DNA, saving for college, planning for your retirement, preparing for milestone birthdays, and significant investments such as house, car, or boat. Call Gene at 855-411-0424. You can also follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Radio Land.
Good evening.
To another Tuesday of Let's Talk About Your Finances. I'm your host, Eugene Byers. I'm here to educate you on what's out there, what's available, and what's the different categories are in your finances and how to plan for the future. Tonight is a very special night, as it was last week. We spoke about children, juveniles, because in the month of June, a lot of parents have the ability to enjoy the children moreover than any other month of the year.
board, the keyboard.
Because at some point in time, they'll graduate from high school, they'll graduate from middle school, elementary, college, and even our little ones that graduate from nursery. I think it's very important that I continue this segment from last weekend regarding this topic, because it's something that's unheard of, something that is not generally discussed or become a conversation for the dining room at Thanksgiving, at Christmas, Easter, and all the other times that we celebrate with our loved ones. I'd be most remote.
I do not know how to.
Not
let me call you on my other phone.
Encourage
I'll
every
call
parent.
You on my phone. Dr.
Every
Ross.
Parent to consider protecting their children, protecting their loved ones, because, and tonight we're going to get a little deeper than we did last Tuesday. When a chronic illness is coming, it doesn't tell you. It just shows up. So it's critical and terminal illnesses. And I'm not sure that based on the questions that I got last week that everyone understand or have looked up what these are. And we need to really know this as a people, as a community. We need to make sure that we let our people know, our loved ones know, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren know about these illnesses and how it can affect them in years to come. And by having things in place so that they're able to
forwarded to an automatic voice message system.